views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live on-air reading. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
All right, everybody, welcome to Angels and Answers, and I'm really excited to be here. This is my second show here with Dr. Pat Show and with Transformational Radio, and I'm really excited to be here with you guys. I really am, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Can you tell I'm excited? But it's funny, you know, today I was going by I was driving on the highway, and I'm looking at somebody who was stuck on the side of the road. And I always have compassion for people who are stuck on the side of the road, because God knows I don't want that to be me, especially during bad weather. And, you know, and I saw this while I was, you know, driving here to my home office, you know, to be on the radio. And I call 911. And you don't have to stop to help the people. You know, you can keep yourself going. And what I've learned to do is to pay attention to the road I'm on, the mile marker I'm on, what color car. And then I call into 911 and I send help for those people. And I don't have to skip a beat. And I'm the type of person, I admit, children, don't try this at home. No, but I'm the type of person, my wife yells at me all the time for doing this. I do text and I do talk on the phone while I'm driving. I'm one of the guilty ones. But I do a lot of too, and that's calling for help when I see somebody on the side of the road looking for help. And, you know, it's just a very good feel when you know that you're sending help on the road. And the other day I did it again, and it was a wet day, and somebody was trying, and it was a windy day, and somebody was trying to fix their tire. And I felt so bad for them. So this week I'm going to be talking about, you know, the quality of relationships and knowing how to keep good relationships in your life, and keeping the quality of your life while you're keeping good relationships in your life. And if anybody, I'm also going to be doing readings, you know, while I'm here on the air with you. And I'm just telling you, I'm just very excited today. I really am. I'm in a very good mood. I had a massage just a few days ago, and I never felt better. I feel really good. You know why? Because when I get massages, I don't even get my back or my body itself massaged. I just tell them my face, my scalp. My scalp is a biggie. My scalp is a biggie. When I get my scalp, telling it's as good as having sex. It is fantastic. So, and I also have my arm being massaged and my hands being massaged, my legs being massaged, and it just takes out all the stress and all the stress that's within my body, within, you know, my chest, my stomach area, my back, it just releases. It just, all the stress just releases. And it's such a good feel. So as far as, I'm going to mention a few good feel things. So if you want to really feel good within yourself and really help out others, here's a few suggestions. And before I do, I'm going to tell you the call-in number. All right. The call-in number, if you want to get a reading for myself, just call 1-800-930-2819. I am a psychic, I'm a medium, and I'll give you my best, and I'm a hell of a nice guy. You'll see. I'll prove myself. No, actually, when I do readings, I don't prove myself to anybody. But I open up. I've learned to open up my channels. All right, and all the messages just come into my heart, mind, and soul from the spiritual world, from your angels, from my angels, from your loved ones who have crossed over, from my loved ones who have crossed over. I'm an open channel for all these beautiful thoughts and messages. Now, how do I keep only the good stuff in? How I do that is by putting my prayers out there every day. I say my prayers to my personal guardian angels. I say my prayers to Archangel Uriel, Gabriel, and Ariel for all the beautiful thoughts and wisdom into my heart, mind, and soul. And then I also say these prayers to Archangel Michael and Metatron for protection. When I open my soul and my life to the spiritual world, I'm allowing only the good white light to come to me. So, you know, when people ask me, well, how do you know it's coming from the white light? In my prayers. And prayers are really powerful and they really do work. So, but, you know, what I also have done, now for all of you who, again, because we are the only states, I believe, where we don't pump our own gas. Everybody else has to pump their gas. But whenever there's bad weather, or it's really cold outside, or it's raining or snowing or whatever, if somebody's pumping my gas, I tip the guy a buck. I do. Because, you know, I'm very grateful for somebody standing out there in that bad weather giving me gas. And so, like, I like to be conscientious and to tip, you know, those people, those guys. I mean, and I used to pump gas, you know, when I was a kid. I used to pump gas, and I used to manage a couple gas stations when I was younger. So I know what it's like, you know. The other things that you can do, call up a friend who you haven't spoken to in a really long time. Or call up somebody who you know who doesn't get a lot of company and just give them a call and just to hear your voice. Or if you have time to go visit them, even better yet. That's another great thing that you can do. What else do I have? You know what? This is another great thing. Give somebody who you love a gift just because. Whether it be your partner, your spouse, your kids, something that you know that they would appreciate, just give it to them just because. Not because of the holidays, not because it's their birthday or it's Valentine's Day or whatever. Just to let you know you were thinking about them, that is the best kind of gift that you could probably give to somebody. You're letting them know that you're thinking about them even when there's no special occasion. And you're letting them know that they are special. If you're at the counter, all right, you're at the store, you're at the counter, and somebody is short on change, don't be afraid to cough up some dollars, some extra, if you have it on you, don't be afraid to cough up some extra dollars or change to help pay for something at the cash register. And I've done that a few times where somebody was just short. There was a time, you know, I'm not saying this to brag, but these are some of the really good things, and people don't forget you. And I don't do it for people for praising. I'm just hoping that I'm able to inspire somebody there, out there, you know, so that when you're in that power position, I always thank God for putting me in a power position where, you know, when I give money to people, I say, thank you, God, for putting me in a position where I could afford to give away a free $5, $10 rather than the person who needs it. And, you know, there's no greater gift than to be put in a power position to be able to, you know, to help somebody out, especially a stranger. And it's a good feel. So somebody came in and she was sending all this stuff. I was at the UPS store and they were sending all this stuff, and it was during the holiday season. And you know, stuff that they these people needed. It was like I don't know if it was canned goods or warm clothing. I forgot what it was. And the person fell shy, $75, not realizing it was going to be so expensive, and they were sending it to another country. Now, it just so happened, I just happened to get paid that time. I just cashed out a bunch of checks. And so I went up to them, and I said to the person, the owner of the store, I said, here's $75. I says, you know, give it to them. And they just looked at me. You got to be kidding me. And I just said, no, that's okay. And the people were just so appreciative. And I didn't, you know, I just do my thing and that's it. And there was another time I was in a toy store, somebody else a gift, and they didn't realize, and you could tell, I could tell by the clothes she was wearing and the condition of her baby carriage, she didn't have a lot of money, and she felt very embarrassed about going to the cash register and not having it. And we all go through that at times where you go, oh my God, you know, and people are watching and, you know, you're sweating and stuff like that. And I forgot what her bill came to, but anyway, she just stepped aside and let the other people go through, and I walked up to the cash register and I just said, you know, here's the money to pay for her stuff. I forgot what it was, 20, 30 bucks or whatever. And I said, just don't tell her though. Don't tell her. I said, just, you know, after I walk out of the store, that's fine. You know, and I also did this one time when I was at the Chinese restaurant. It was all you can eat buffet, Chinese restaurant. It's like maybe 8-10 bucks or something for all you can eat. And so I was sitting there with my daughter, and there was these three people who came in with all the, and, you know, and I just saw like the beauty of what these people do. And I was just so inspired by their heart that they, that there are people like that. My wife is like that too, who's capable of being with people who are in vulnerable situations, and you go with them to restaurants and you have patience. And these people that I happen to see, they were really under tight situations. And so, you know, as far as, you know, the people who are vulnerable, I said to the waiter, I said, how much is their bill? And he told, cause there was about, I don't know, 8 of them, 9 of them. And I just said, here's, I said, I want to pay for their bill. And I said, but don't tell them. I said, I don't want them to know who did it. And so it was, anyway, so after, you know, the lady went to ask for the bill, and the waiter told him it was already taken care of. And all the girl, the three girls who's taking care of the other people saying, who could have done that? Who did that? Who did that? And so the one girl, the one girl said to a friend, he says, I bet you, I know who, I bet you it's that cop who's checking out your butt. He said, there was a cop right there checking out your butt. She goes, and he was looking at you. I said, I bet you he's the one. You know, my daughter and I are just looking at each other, having a good laugh. So it's good to do things just because, you know, but listen, everybody, I want you to stick around. We're going to go for a commercial break, and then we're going to go for some more Artie Hoffman kind of stuff, Angels and Answers. And and if you want to get, you know, read by 25 years, read for over 16,000 people. So the number to call it is 800-930-2819. So stick around. We're going to be right back right after this.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. And like I said, I do take callers. And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Spring Hill, Florida. So, Carol, how are you, sweetheart?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Artie. How are you? It's Carol.
Hey, Carol. How are you?
Good. Good. Congratulations on your radio show.
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Thank you for your love and support. That's really cool. That's very cool.
Very
thank you.
Nice.
So tell me, oh, Carol, what is it that you would like to know or what insights do you have that you would like to share with the audience or what is it that you would like to know?
Well, you're a blessing to everyone. So that's, very nice to know and share. Whatever spirit has in regards to like the new journey that's beginning.
That's beginning in your life?
Career wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, as far as spirit wise? Okay.
Yep, spirit wise, career wise, whatever they have to share is welcomed.
Okay, you want to hear about this? I see you being a healer. All right. And you need to trust in yourself more and don't doubt at all. All right. Because you really do have a tremendous healing abilities. And I really believe that you have more than what you even give yourself credit for.
Okay.
All right. And I feel like the more you allow yourself to do what you're doing. Do you do Reiki?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I do go ahead.
I feel like as you do Reiki or as you do some kind of massage on people, as you're working with people, I feel like your intuitiveness just naturally kicks in. And
yes.
I feel like by you saying your prayers. Now I'm going to share with you something really beautiful that I said to somebody who is a healer. And she was a massage therapist also. And she was writing a book, and I gave her the title of her book. And the name of the book was called, I gave her, the title was, It's Out of My Hands.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Okay. So I want you to be able to appreciate the fact that you need to get out of your own way. And you just need to project and manifest what it is that you want and just call upon the Holy Spirit or whatever blessed saint or angel you wish to help you manifest. And I feel like as you ask and as you're in your humbleness, as you're asking for their guidance and help, again, like the title that I gave to that woman, It's Out of My Hands, meaning your healing ability and also allowing God's love to manifest for you. You know, as you write down, you know, people who doubt within their life or people who are fearful within their life, you need to let that go, because when doubt and fear is there, you're not allowing the light to shine in. You're not allowing God's love to shine in. And so what I suggest to people, and this is probably common knowledge to you, Carol, you know, to write down your affirmations and be extremely specific on what it is that you desire. Now, if you notice, I don't say what it, now what I say is, I don't say what it is that you want. All right.
Right.
I say what it is you desire, because people who want is their thoughts of what they want, and it stays there. They don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get out of my relationship. I want a career change. I want $1 million. I want, I want to do this. I want to do that.
Are
your thoughts put into action? So when you write it down on paper, and I do this a lot, I, you know, for people who are really passionate, wanting to get answers in their life or wanting to get things accomplished in their life, write it down on a piece of paper 2 times a day for 21 days and just say thank you on it, and write your full name down on this piece of paper. And as you start writing it down, at first it's just going to seem like words, that you're writing down words.
Mm-hmm.
But as you do this as a regular mantra, as you do this day in, day out, it starts to become who you are, because now you start to believe as you write it down more and more. Now, I've told this to lots of people, and lots of people were honest enough to say to me, Artie, I started doing it and then I stopped. And then they're stopped in their life. And they're saying, you know, I'm still stuck in my relationship, or I'm still stuck at this job, or I'm still stuck at whatever. And I go, well, did you complete it? Did you finish the month? No, I didn't. I go, well, what do you want? Because you stop believing. The mind believes what it sees. And so when you do it with passion, and then what I tell people is take your pieces of paper and you burn it outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you let the smoke signals go to heaven. And you do this as a, there's no doubt or no fear in it. And you just let it be. And I can't begin to tell you how many times I have manifested. Because, Carol, when I tell you with all my heart and soul, I 100% believe in you, I sincerely mean that.
Thank you.
All right. You have the ability to manifest, and don't be afraid to say you're great at what you do. And what you're basically saying is you're basically saying, I have faith. I'm not saying this to be conceited. All right. And when I was what I was saying before, I wasn't doing this to say how great I am or that I'm conceited. That's not my intentions at all. I just want to inspire people. And hopefully through my actions, I can inspire other people rather than all the negative crap that's on the TV with the news.
Right.
You know, if more things
not allowed in the energetic
expressed,
body.
If more things were expressed from other people's actions, then more people would be like that. But you throw crap out there, then people are going to do that. You're going to get help from two other people this year who's going to help you catapult to where you want to be spiritually. You're going to have two very strong people in your life. Who knows? Maybe I might be one of them. But you're going to have two.
You know, it's true.
Go ahead.
Feel that. And then this morning I said, because I've been what you've been suggesting, I've been doing again. And I love the 21 days, because I will start that now. But I said to myself, I have to get myself out of the way. I know I can do this.
Carol, I am so 100% confident. There's no doubt in my mind. That's like telling Mike Tyson before he started his career. That's like meeting him right before say, Mike, come on. You know that you can go in there and kick some ass. You know that you can kick some booties. Let's go in there and do it. Well, I don't know. I've never been it professionally, and all those people are going to. I said, listen, you got it. You got the power. Just go in there and do it. You know,
well,
Carol,
you know, it's interesting because I'm fostering two beagles, and my one, she's blossoming. And I say to her every morning, I said, you can do this. You can do this. And it's like,
I want to know something.
She smiles.
You also have the ability to heal animals.
Thank you.
If you allow yourself to sit there with any animal, you could literally just, so long as you're with them and you put your hand towards them, not that you have to touch them, but just put your hands towards them. And I want you to feel their love and their energy. And intuitively, you're going to pick up on their thoughts and just say, is there anything bothering you or what's bothering you? And you'll be able to know, whether it be emotionally or physically, you'll be able to help out the animals. I'm telling you, you're able to help people get past thinking, and you're going to be able to help people get past their limited physical abilities, because a lot of times people hold themselves back. It's a placebo effect in the negative, and they hold themselves back. And you're going to help people get past their limitations, and you are going to be, own product. So as far as you being successful, you're going to be successful. You are.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to doubt yourself for 1 ounce and just know that you're doing good work. And if people who you bump into are limiting you or have any negative thoughts, I just said this to somebody the other day. If you have any devil's advocate advice, then you better come up with the answer. If not, I don't want to hear the negative crap. I have no room for it.
You know, I actually said that someone came to a class that I had done, and I actually said something very similar to them, and they turned away, and then they walked out. And I just left them.
And that's good. And that's good. Carol, I have to go for a break now.
Thank you, Arnie. You are a treasure.
And I love you, too, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks, sweetheart.
I love you, too. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Have a great show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it. Okay, everybody. Listen, if you want to see what this face looks like behind the voice, just go to ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And if you want to get a phone reading for myself, I do record all the sessions also, and it's 877-ANGEL-02. Now, we have a bunch of callers from all around the country, so stick around, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers. I think I might change the name to Artie's World. No, we'll keep it at Angels and Answers. But you want to know something? Seriously, I try to look at life every day as if it's a Saturday, and I really try to treat every day like it's my birthday, and it's because that's my perception of life. I really do. I love life. I love people. I love you guys. And I really do. I try to look at everything from the most positive perspective. And life keeps on manifesting that way. And I want you to do that too. Now, as far as the quality of your relationships, because that's the title of this week's show, the quality of relationships, what I really believe is that it's not necessary to hang on to every single relationship in your life if they're not serving their purpose to you, whether it be family or friends or coworkers or acquaintances or whatever. Just allow the kind of people in your personal life who you feel most connected to or who makes you feel good. Any negative energy, you're allowed to block it out. You know, there are certain people where you have no choice, so you do the best you can under the circumstances. But you need to start, you know, respecting yourself. People respect you as much as you respect yourself. And if people keep on disrespecting you or keep on gnawing away at you, it's only because you're allowing it to happen. And they'll stop when you say enough is enough. Now, my perfect example to this is that suppose you go to somebody's house, all right, you're knocking on the door, and you see that their house is in immaculate condition. That's because that's how they respect themselves. And so you're naturally going to say to them, when you see everything in order and everything's clean, you're going to say, oh, should I take off my shoes? Because you want to respect that person for the way they are. Now, if the house is totally trashed or totally looked like, it doesn't even have to be trashed, just totally lived in, you know you don't have to take off your shoes, unless they tell you to, or if it's a you know wet day or snowy day or something, then just out of respect. But on the most part, you know, you don't, that you don't have to, you know, be like that only because that's just how they are, you know? And so it's the same thing with life. If somebody is not respecting you, then you need to say, you know what, enough is enough. And you need to allow yourself to block the person out or just say, I don't want you in my life anymore, or this is it, or this is the end. Now, a lot of people choose to keep people in their life because they feel like that's their oxygen. I can't live without them, you know? And you realize you can, and you'll be able to get through the hurt and the pain, because a lot of times people become very comfortable with the uncomfortableness within their relationships. Regardless, it doesn't have to be a love relationship. It could be with anything. And you feel like, oh, I need them or I can't. Or when somebody's calling you up on the phone, if you don't have the quality time and the quality energy to speak with this person, then let it go into voicemail. And you don't have to pick it up in that moment. You know, but if you keep on performing for that person and they keep on letting you down, there's no reason for them to change at all. Forget about common sense or common courtesy, because they obviously don't have that. But if you keep on performing for them, whether it be in, you know, doing their laundry, whether it be in giving them money, whether it be in cooking for them, whether it be about sex, whether it be about whatever. But if you keep on performing for them and they're not reciprocating, whether it be with appreciation or in their actions, then why should they change? There's no reason to change, because you're not changing anything about their life for them to want to make a change. So you keep on enabling them for the way they are. So it's very important for you to respect yourself, then others will start respecting you. Now, the ones who don't respond to you respecting yourself and they're still being, you know, morons or disrespectful, then that's up to you to let go of the dead battery in your life and start you know, defining more of who you are today and stop becoming who you once were. If you don't like that person who you once were, or you were always being taken advantage of, or you were the vulnerable one, and you say, well, how do I get to people like that? Start looking online or joining groups, you know, that where other people have common bond interests, the same as you. And that's what you do, you know. And, you know, if you're into, you know, going out to restaurants, there's, you can go to a .com where it's like, you know, I think it's called groups.com. And there's a bunch of different groups that you could join. And it could be spiritual groups. It could be people who love to play tennis, people who like to go play sports, people who like to bike ride, you know. Even if it is Match.com or Plenty of Fish in the Sea, whatever it is, you know. But also, don't go on a date. If you're going on a new date, don't go like it's a job interview. Just love yourself and enjoy the moment. Don't put an agenda to it. Just take all the pressure off, you know. And the best thing to do if you're going out on a date for the very first time, the best time is probably to go out on a lunch date rather than a dinner date, because it's a whole new energy. You know, whether it be for breakfast or for lunch, much lighter atmosphere. You know, if you like the person, good. You can hang out with them all day. And if you're not big on them, guess what? You have other plans later on that evening anyway, or you could, you know, just go somewhere else. But at nighttime, there's tends to be, you know, more expectations or more weird energy. So, like I said, just take the pressure off yourself and only allow the kind of people that you appreciate in your life. And that's what's going to help create the quality of your life. And I really mean that. Okay. So right now we have, who do we have? We have on line two, Margaret, all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How you doing, Margaret? Is she still on?
You sound like you're doing wonderful.
Oh, you're a very wise person, my friend. Thank you, Margaret.
Well, you kind of answered some of the questions
that
I was going to ask you, yeah. I just recently made a huge move from New Jersey to Myrtle Beach and started a new career and got out of a 20-year relationship that was sucking the life out of me. So I just recently took care of my mother for 2 years, who had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And she just passed. So now I'm trying to figure out, where do I go?
Kids now,
are grown,
what are you
grandchildren
saying? Where do you
grown?
Go with your personal life, your
with
business
my,
life, your career?
Both. With both. Unfortunately, I still have to work until I'm about 90, but I'll make it.
Oh, that stinks. Don't you hate when that happens?
I haven't won that lottery ticket yet, that's for sure.
I thought you were that person who won that. What was it, $400 million? That wasn't you?
Oh, would that be sweet or what? My goodness.
Guess what? You'd be throwing yourself a big family party, and you wouldn't even have to send out invitations for family and friends. They'd automatically be there, knocking on your door.
I would give it all away to family and wind up with nothing. That's what would happen. But
do you want to know something?
Anyway.
I'm being very sincere. I don't want you to overly think about what you have to do, because in the summertime, everything's going to start falling into place for you.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying that, but I'm telling you the truth. Two and two is going to equal up as far as the people, the person who you're going to meet is going to be during the summertime. And it's just going to happen nonchalantly. You just happen to be at the right place at the right time. So lucky you. And also, as far as your career basis goes, I just want you just to hang out in a place where, whether it be like a bookstore, whether it be at the beach, whether it be at the park, but just, I just want you to relax and chill out. And I want you to talk to your angels and just say, you know, thank you for bringing me my direction. Thank you for bringing me my purpose. And I honestly, honestly believe that everything's going to fall into place for you. It's just going to be there. And you just have to be a little patient, but I am very, very confident on everything that I just told you. Your answers are going to come to you, and I don't think you have to do anything just yet. All you have to do is make each day as pleasant as possible for the now. But you're also going to be doing something besides working your full-time job. You're going to be doing something else part-time, and I'm not sure what it is, but you're going to end up getting another job part-time. And it will happen either at the end of spring or just at the beginning of the summertime. And I'm telling you, everything is going to connect for you in the summertime. As far as relationship and your career and what you're going to do, it's just, you just have to enjoy each day. And each day will lead to your better next day. And I think by you standing on step one, step two, and stressing out about step nine and step 10, you're ruining the moments of step one and step two. All you have is the now. So all you have to do is just make today and next week as pleasant as possible. Just set yourself up to be as pleasant as possible and do the best that you can. And just keep your energy open to all possibilities and just say, God, thank you for all the possibilities, all the positive possibilities in my life. Thank you so much for bringing all these new, wonderful people in my life and opening up the doors of opportunity. And you're going to see that everything's going to open up.
It certainly has been that since I came here. I was very leery and frightened, of course. You know, I had lived in the same town all my life.
It's a new atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But I want you to go. I'm telling you, there's going to be a place where people are going to have a good time, where people are light on their feet.
Oh, in Myrtle Beach, there's people all over. They're all over having a good time.
But this is where I see you working. I see you working in an atmosphere where everyone's going to have a good time, whether it be at the hotel, whether it be at the bar, whether it be at a restaurant, mm-hmm. whether it be, but it's something where people are going to relax. It could be at a country club, but I'm telling you, it's, mm-hmm. I'm seeing things opening up for you by the end of the spring, beginning of the summer, and I feel like the relationship will shortly there follow.
All right. Sounds good to me.
I don't
the
want you to stress out at
like
all, okay?
A primary concern.
I just want you to chill.
I'm not. It's funny when people say, now it's your turn. Get on with your life. And I'm like, oh, okay. All
right. Well, it's just about re-identifying yourself. But don't overly think too much because you're going to give yourself a migraine.
All right.
All right, sweetheart.
Well,
listen, thanks a lot for calling in.
Alrighty,
it was a pleasure talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. Have a great day. Thanks again.
All right, sweetheart. All right, take care. Okay, everybody, this is Artie with Angels and Answers, Transformation Radio. And listen, if you want to see what the space looks like behind the voice and you want a private reading, whether it be over the phone or in person, I'm in Central Jersey, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, or you could just go to my website, artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. So stay tuned because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at ArtieHoffman.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Everybody, welcome back. This is Artie Hoffman with Angels and Answers. So right now we have another wonderful person online, all the way from Seattle, Washington, Raul Morales. How are you, Raul?
Hey, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Yes, Artie, how are you? How's it going?
It's going great. It's going really good. I'm feeling really good. I'm enjoying myself.
Very good. Good luck on your show. You know that I think my health is doing pretty good. I'm busy with work, but I'm not passionate about. So I'm wondering if you can somehow give me some guidance and how to, you know, move forward from here.
Okay. What I was picking up on is, has the tempers been flying around you, or have you been, like, very upset or angry with inside yourself, or is this what's going on around you? For some reason, I started picking up on short fuses.
Yes.
Which way am I going with that? I'm just picking up on short fuses, being very demanding, just very disappointed, getting like disappointments. What's been going on?
Well, you know, I think that my sister is going through finishing up her cancer treatment, and I want to influence her to, you know, treat herself better, to eat better, and that's frustrating for me. I don't know if that's what's coming up.
All right, that's exactly what I'm feeling. You have to understand something. If somebody is not willing to listen, if somebody's not willing to receive, whether it be your love, whether it be, you know, all the valuable information that you're giving them, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to help themselves. And mm-hmm. So what you can do is, if you just say to them, you know, allow them to lie down, and I want you to visualize literally God's love going right through your hands into the person's heart or wherever their cancer is. And I just want you to close your eyes, and I want you to be one with the person, and I want you to feel God's love and God's healing energy. And I just want you to keep pouring that energy into that person. If they allow you to do this, then you're going to be fine, and they will start to feel better. They'll start to feel more comfortable. If they choose just to be negative or to block you out, then, you know, there's nothing you could do. If somebody does not want to be helped, then that's their choice. You know, a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of people see themselves as victims. They see themselves as victims. They don't see themselves as being healed or getting better, you know, for whatever the case is, whatever the reason is. And that's just their dynamic, and you can't help them. Mm-hmm. So just by sharing your time and energy with them is probably the best thing that you can do. But I always tell people, when you go to visit somebody, don't go down to their level and say, oh, you poor thing, oh, I'm sorry. You're going there to be the sunflower. You're going there to mm-hmm. breathe, to be their rainbow, their sunshine, and to bring their energy up and say, hey, how you doing? And what's going on? And hey, you know, this is what I'm doing. And oh, you know, here, let me do this for you. And keep your energy up, because you're going to bring their energy up. But you don't want to go down to their level.
I understand. Absolutely, I understand. You know, the problem is sometimes, you know, the monetary stuff, you know, financial situations can get a little bit difficult and I can't seem to move on. So I'm on some kind of a holding pattern where I want things to keep getting better because I live with it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about possibly doing like some kind of a fundraiser?
No, not really. I think that I do okay on my own and going through this particular process. I think that, I haven't thought about that, to be honest.
Well, you were just talking about finances.
Yes.
So you're saying the issue with the finances with that. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, developing a community awareness or for assistance or to go to public places and say, would you mind if I put a jar here to help or whatever. But you want to know something? When you are very passionate about wanting to help somebody, it really does make a huge difference about your ability to be able to accomplish miracles. A lot of times when it's focused on yourself, people stop themselves. They do. They stop themselves. And, you know, from achieving their goals. But when it comes to somebody else, it's like, you know, like I'm the type of person, I could usually move mountains, like when I'm very passionate about a particular situation. And I remember as a kid, you know, trick or treat for UNICEF. Oh my God, I collected so much money because I was so passionate about wanting to collect all this money and give it to the people who really needed it, you know? And so it's about, you know, generating the positive energy and creating the beautiful atmosphere in the room where they hang out at. And playing good music. Again, all these things to keep the energy up rather than just staying there. It's hard, you know. Keep the windows clean. Allow the sunshine to come in. You know, everything that's bright, everything that makes it look fruitful. Bring in flowers, bring in whatever to make the room and the energy come up. And it really does. It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now, a lot of people ask me, Artie, what do you see in the future? You know, because I'm a psychic and stuff. But a lot of times the future is not going to be that great if the person's energy is not willing to make a change, to make things better or different. You can't expect better or different results if you're always playing the same game plan. So it's going to be your job to change the quality of the energy and the atmosphere, what's going on around. So whatever makes her happy, whatever color she likes or whatever colors you like or whatever, and just generate that energy to be around her. And it really does make a difference, and you'll see, I promise you.
Okay. Yeah, I am paying attention. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm telling you, just put your hands on there. Play, you know, soft music, seriously, or spiritual music, and just allow the atmosphere to be very serene and put your hands right at her heart or wherever the cancer is, and just keep on sending blessings and just keep sending love and keep feeling God's love shining through. I promise you, the pains aren't going to be as great, or things are going to start to shift and change a little bit. You got to believe. You have to believe.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much for your advice, Artie. Good luck.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate everything. You take care of yourself and have a great day. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Okay. Unfortunately, we're about to wind down, but I just want to say the person from Pennsylvania, this person, Miss Hawkins from wherever she's at, all right, they created a town here. I want you to email me, RDJ on the move, because you were nice enough to wait and I wasn't able to get to you. Amy, I want you to email me and you ask a question and I will answer it for you. Okay. So that's what I do for my call in listeners. Anyone who I'm not able to reach when they call in, and I know who you are, and I write it down that when you email me, I will respond to you. So everybody, thank you so much for listening in. I thank you kindly from the bottom of my heart. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I enjoyed doing it. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of love, happiness, and prosperity. And don't be afraid to go after your dreams, all right, and respect yourself. And do good for others, and good will be blessed upon you. Until next week, everybody, God bless you. Take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess.
What's that? Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.